For thy name is great and marvelous. The name of Yahweh. As we gather here in the bayet of our precious Abba, to bless you and to praise you, to lift you up and to esteem you on this Shabbat, the day of our precious Abba. We thank you today. We Yada Yahweh. We bless you and thank you. With a sincere depth, with a pure motive, because as we consider all that you have done, as you have watched over us all and brought us to this appointed day and time, your Shabbat, we rejoice in it greatly. We thank you, Yahweh, for it is only you that can do the work and can bring us to the simplicity of your truth, the mind of man, a rebellious thing, a defiant thing, must be controlled by the Torah, the instructions of Almighty Yahweh. And so you bring to life the power of this living truth. Every word that you speak is life. You give unto the house of Israel, the whole Yahshua HaMashiach, to bless your people, to make the path plainly and clear, what we must walk in, abide in, and how our lives must be lived out before you. With that understanding and that simple truth, we esteem you greatly. We exhort you for that. We bless you this Shabbat. Thank you, our precious Abba. This wonderful time of rest, one of restoration, one of great delight and comforts. We take great comfort in this Shabbat. To cease from all labor, to cease from all interference, to allow our minds and our lives to be restored unto you, Yahweh. As you made the first Ben Adam, he was made to identify with you, to talk with you, to walk with you. You have given us the power of that Ruah in the second man, Adam, a living power, a quickening power of Yahweh. You have brought alive that treasure trove. You have put in the love of your people. And for that we will praise you today. We will esteem your name. We will lift our voices unto the Shemayam and to reverence you and to fear your mighty name. We pray for your people scattered abroad throughout the nations of the world. We see the calamity that is taking place in the Middle East, many parts of the world. We do pray for the shalom of Jerusalem, for your people that are scattered in every nation, in that city, and around the world, in these states of America. So we do pray for their strength. We do bless them. We bless them that we may prosper in the knowledge of your truth. We bind the power of the adversary. We know what your word teach us, that if we submit unto Yahweh and resist the powers of the enemy, that he shall flee. So we resist every thought that is against your truth. We resist every tugging and drawing of our flesh that calls us to go astray from your truth, Yahweh, your Emet. Strengthen us all today. Help us all, I pray. revive us all in this hour. The Bayet of Israel. We pray that this worship today will be one whereby you will be esteemed and exalted. We will destroy and impel the power of our flesh, that we may stand in the might of your power, Yahweh. So we bind this corrupt flesh. We destroy it. We impel it, that it will not rise up by the spirit of anger, hostility, by the spirit of rebelliousness and rejection of your truth, Abba, but that we will receive the profoundness of your truth and cause it to surge in the inward parts, that our mind, our life will be controlled by the power and the dynamics of your truth. So help us all. We're in need of help. We pray for the poor of the world, those that need a piece of bread and some water today, Yahweh. For there are untold billions in that state because of the corruption and the wickedness of man that has brought a curse upon the earth. So we pray for them. Meet the need today, Yahweh. You can defend the sparrow. If the sparrow soweth nor reap, yet the heavenly Abba takes care of every need. We know in your sure mighty name that you can give bread today and water, the simple necessities of life. Bless them, I pray. We pray that your Ruah will fill this house, and that everything will be done for thine honor and for your name to be esteemed. We ask it all in the mighty name of Yeshua, the Lamb of Israel, the hope of Israel. We believe it. We pray it by Emunah. And we trust you, Abba, and the mighty hope of Yeshua, the Lamb of Israel. And all the people cried, Hallelujah way. Hallelujah way.
My soul follows heart after beat. Early in the morning will I rise up and see.
Oh, yes.
And because thou hast been my help, under the shadow worship Yahweh. Oh, Yahweh, I'm going to worship, worship you. Yahweh, I'm going to worship, worship you. Yahweh, I'm going to worship.
Come on.
Yahweh, I'm going to praise you, praise you. Yahweh, I'm going to praise you, praise you. Yahweh, I'm going to praise you with all that's in my heart.
Come on, let us bless your way.
Bless you, bless King Yahweh. I'm going to bless you. Bless you, my King Yahweh. I'm going to bless you with all that's in my heart.
My soul follows hard after you, Yahweh.
Early in the morning will I rise up and sing, and because Yah has been my strength, under the shadows of Yah I will rejoice.
Yahweh,
I'm going to love you, love you, Yahweh. Yahweh, I'm going to love you with all that's in my heart.
That Yahweh has made. We shall be glad and rejoice in this magnificent day, the time and the hour that we are in, and whereby we see the hand of our Abba stretched out to the house of Israel, a people that is rebellious, that rejects sound truth, and walk in their own ways. The path seems right, but it's not right. You have given us an open understanding by your Ruah, that we become singleness of eye, that we may see clearly what you have commanded for your people, that we must obey. We ask you today to bless the word today as your manservant speaks. We pray that you open the ear of the hearer, those that are listening the live stream, and wherever this message may go, and one may hear it, let it enrich them and strengthen them, that their love will be open with a great desire of your truth. We ask it all in Yeshua's mighty name, and all the people cried hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look to your neighbor and say unto them, Yivarech Ikat Shabbat Shalom. Yahweh blesses you all. You may be seated. It's a wonderful thing to be in the presence of Almighty Yahweh. It's a time that we're in that the mind of man is certainly far removed from truth. He's given over unto fables and all kinds of storylines, but it's not based upon the truth. And the truth there is a Pacific. We must walk in the Pacifics of Yahweh's truth. There are many things that Scripture instructs us in, but there are things that when Yahweh instructs us, they are always Pacific, whatever He says. And He has ordained a way for His people. And if we do not walk in that way, then woe unto us all. Now there was a specific message that I wanted to teach on today or preach. And as I was in prayer last night, Yahweh led me another way. And there's a reason why. Because there are certain things that the mind of man is not even ready for. That is why HaMashiach said, I have many things that I would love to convey unto you. But you're just not ready. You're not prepared to receive it. But when the power of the Ruach comes, that is what we need. We don't need this religious emotion. We have all been a part of that. But when the power of the Ruach comes, this profound unction of Yahweh, His Spirit, then He will guide and lead you into all things, all truth. And we must be led into the way of truth. It cannot be falsehoods there. It cannot be based upon some fable, but it must be based upon the authenticity of truth. And we must always go back to Bereshit, the beginning of all things. It began there. It did not begin with HaMashiach. He is the fulfillment of the beginning. We must go back to the beginning. And what this religious mindset has done, it has led us away from that. It has removed us away from truth. And so things are based upon some kind of religious principle or tradition that destroys the power of the Torah of Almighty Yahweh. And what Yahweh spoke unto Israel, He was emphatic about it. And He meant for them to do it. And if we do not obey Him, then there is a curse and a woe that will come upon us. And we see that today. The earth is cursed. It has gone out of the way of Yahweh. When a nation and a people walk out of the ways of Yahweh, then there is a curse procured upon that nation. I want you to hear that. But a nation and any people that go out of the ways of Yahweh, then there is a curse procured upon that people. We are a nation of people that have gone out of the ways of Yahweh. And in order for us to understand His ways, we must go back to the Bereshit. We must understand how He instructed Israel, even against great perils, great trials, against their enemies. What brought them out of those predicaments? When all opposition against them, when there was no way out, how did they overcome those certain trials and tribulations? And if they overcame and were led back into their own ways whereby destruction came, that we can see the very parallel here in this nation than the nations around the world. Because the Shalishiams, those that were with Hamashiach, those that were there on the day of Pentecost, when the power of the message was revealed, they went into every nation. Because they were devout Iyadims, men from every nation of the world. And they took this profound truth of revelation back to every nation. And they have gone out of the ways of Yahweh. When we allow our minds to walk outside of the parameter of Yahweh's Torah, then we are susceptible to any kind of devious, vile, evil thing there is. We will find ourselves doing all kinds of things that are not based upon the righteous instructions of Almighty Yahweh. Our minds will delude us and make us think that we're literally doing something that is right when it's based upon a false premise. Everything must be based upon Scripture. It has to be that way. And if it's not based upon that, and if we're not walking in the ways of this living truth, then we are an accursed people. Everything that we touch, it comes to naught. Everything that we become a part of, there is no life to it. It becomes desolate and full of death. Now let us examine ourselves today in the light of this message that I will try to teach or preach to us. I want to begin in Tehillim. David cried in Tehillim Psalms 128 verse 1. I want you to hear this carefully. I want you to grasp this. I want this to settle in your lev, your ruah, that it may have great importance to you. Because we need the value of Yahweh's word. We need the value of His truth. David, in the midst of all of his opposition, great battles and great trials, that these are the words that were uttered out of his Urah as he spoke unto Yahweh. And he gave this unto this generation. It says in Tehillim 128 verse 1, bless. Full, happy, a man, a person of great serenity, a man that is full of the strength of Yahweh. Blessed is everyone that fears Yahweh, everyone that have great awe and great regards for Yahweh, that walks in His ways. Not only does a man fear Him, not only does a man possess great fear of Yahweh, but he must walk in His ways. We must understand the ways of Yahweh. The ways of Yahweh are not the ways of man. His ways are not based upon the principles of a man, but is based upon the principle of whom He is. And He is far above us. His intellectual power is far greater than the mindset of man. So a man is fully blessed. This what we see today is not the blessing of Yahweh. This is a false illusion of slavery. It is not the blessing of Yahweh. Blessed, full of the shalom of Yahweh. Full of the strength of Yahweh. Full of the knowledge. Full of the understanding. Full of the Torah. Full of the life of Yahweh. That is what a man is blessed. Blessed is the man that Yahweh, the man that fears, the one that fears Yahweh. There's a great awness of His presence. You know that you're in the midst of Yahweh's presence. This is a generation that has no fear or reverence of Yahweh at all. It has no love for the truth of Yahweh at all. So He tells us that the one that has the fullness of life in them, it is one that first of all fears Yahweh. And that he walks, he did not say some of his ways, but he said that walks in all of his ways. Not some now, do you hear that? But he said that that one that walks in all of the ways of Yahweh, that he understand the paths, the statutes, the ordinance, that he has a great desire and a love for Torah. If we ask ourselves a question, Did Joshua walk out of the ways of Yahweh? Or did he walk in the ways of Yahweh? Did he come to please him in all things? In order for him to please him in all things, he had to walk in the ways of Yahweh. And the religious practices today do not walk in all the ways of Yahweh. You cannot walk in some of the ways. The old song that we were singing, that 99.5, just will not do. And it will not do, brothers and sisters. He has not allowed the power of that living hope, Yahshua, to be impelled for us to negate or to reject all of his ways. And because this is a generation that is very susceptible to be bewitched, when one is bewitched, there is no love for truth in their hearts. They do not want to obey truth. They cannot obey truth. And there is no willingness to obey truth. And this is a generation that is literally bewitched. That's why it's very easily to take the mind of this generation and to form it and to shape it the way you want it to be shaped. We see the powers of darkness. How Shaitan has shaped the mindset of this generation. They can make you like something. They can make you dislike it. They can make everyone gravitate to a certain thing. And they can make you reject a certain thing. They can make you love this one and despise that one. They can make you grab hold to this one and reject that one. It does it all the time. It has taken a bewitching power of control over this generation. But when a man walks in all the ways of Yahweh, he is not bewitched. He is not taken. He is not overcome. He is not given over unto that bewitched mindset. They control the emotions, the attitudes. They control every aspect of man. Wasn't that the primary goal of Shaitan in the beginning of the Garden of Eden? Did he not try to control the very power of the will of man? And he did that through the woman that he said, surely Yahweh knows that the day that you eat of this thing, you shall not surely die. And we understand just by the context of that phrase and how the world uses words today to conform, to shape our thinking, our minds, our attitudes. Everything about us is shaped by the powers of darkness unless we're walking in the ways of Yahweh. We can see with Israel when they were turned out of the ways of Yahweh, they had gone and learned the ways of the heathens. They had given themselves over unto the religious practices of the heathens. And they had gone out of the ways of Yahweh. And once they did that, every kind of imaginable death trap, you can imagine, they were thrown into that. Because Yahweh, he means what he says. And he's not going to alter that for anyone. So this generation is not one that is blessed. Those that are blessed are those that fear Yahweh and that walk in all of his ways. Now we must understand the ways of Yahweh in order to understand the blessings. The charismatics today are not blessed of Yahweh. This thing we call this revival in this nation, it is not a blessing of Yahweh. It is an emotional expression that is totally enmity against Yahweh. It despises his truth, his ways, but it gives a great euphoric or a great sense of joy for the moment to the flesh. The flesh delights in that. It is one thing. It doesn't take very much to excite the fleshly man. But a wise man, he is not moved by gimmicks and gadgetry. He is moved by those things that are foundationally strong. And things that his emotions will not lure him away into some little playground where he begins to play with himself and he began to forget the ways of Yahweh. So we must have that fear of Yahweh. In order for you to have that, you must know him. In order for you to understand him, you must know what he commands you to do. It is one thing about a child when the parent says something to the child, stop. There are times that the monotone or the voice tone, the child says, he means it or she means it, but not right now. And when daddy or mom replies again, they will know that they literally mean what they say. And you will see the whole countenance of the child, the attitude began to change. And the reason we are not a people that our whole mindset and our being has changed is because we really don't believe Yahweh. We truly don't believe Him. Now we can mesmerize ourselves and say we do, but wholeheartedly we do not. We must walk in all of His ways. Blessed, fulfilled, happy, full of the Ruah and the joy of Yahweh is everyone that fears Yahweh, that walks in His ways. We must walk in His ways. Not our ways, but the ways of Yahweh. Not the ways that seems right, or the way that seems right, but the ways that are right. And our ways always seems right. Our begrudging, our wickedness, it always seems right. Our attitudes, we give ourselves reason to act and to perform the way we do. But that doesn't mean that it is right. It's wrong. So we won't walk in all the ways of Yahweh. We must begin to understand all the ways of Yahweh. And it is in Scripture, the ways of Yahweh. I want to lay this because I want to show us something in Scripture. Listen to this. You don't have this, but I want to read this out of the Apocrypha. It says in Sirach. I like what it says. That's why I want to read it. It says in Sirach 2:15, those who fear Yahweh will not disobey His words. Now that is profound. I do not care whether it came out of Sirach or Tehillim. Initially, it makes no difference. When one fears Yahweh, Yara, he will not disobey His word. This is a generation of disobedience, disloyalty. We're not loyal to one another. I will say that again. We are not loyal to one another. You do not find the husband loyal to the wives. The wives are not loyal to the husband man. The children are not loyal to those that have tried to bring them up in fear and admonition. Parents are not loyal to their children. You find a disloyalty today. So when one fears Yahweh, he or she will not disobey His word. And we practice disobedience. The environment has taught us to disobey. So when a man truly fears Yahweh, he will not disobey His word. But he will obey Him faithfully and wholeheartedly. Those who fear Yahweh will not disobey His words. And those who love Him, listen now, those who love Yahweh will keep His ways. But those that truly love Yahweh will keep the ways of Yahweh. We will walk in the paths that Yahweh has ordained for us to walk in. Now we will know that we love flesh because we know the ways of flesh. One of anger, one of jealousy and hostility, one of bitterness. When we walk in those ways, we know that we are not obeying Yahweh. We know that we don't fear Yahweh. We know that those are not the ways of Yahweh. But when a man fears Yahweh, and when a man loves Yahweh, he will keep all of His ways. That is why we can speak with all of the rhetoric we want to. We can speak out of our mouths that we love Yahweh, but Scripture will truly place us where we truly are. It will show us where we truly are. Scripture will. It's not based upon your emotions or how you feel or I think I'm doing right. It is based upon the right way. The way of Yahweh and all of His ways are right. All of the ways of Yahweh, they are righteous ways. And He intends, they are imperative. It is an imperative to us to walk in all of His ways. So if we love Yahweh, we will want to know His ways. We will want to know what He commands us. We will want to know what He expects of us. Will we not want to know that? There are people that have worked jobs for 30 years. Believe me. They have never missed a day of work. Whether they were sick. Whether there was an emotional battle in their homes. They have never missed a day of work. There were children that have gone from grade 1 to grade 12 and never missed one day of school. Not one day. There was something about those activities that would make a would bring about a fulfillment in their lives, and they did not want to do that. Whether they were sick, whether that was a circumstance, they never missed one day at all. Now, if we truly love Yahweh, we will not miss walking in all of His ways. We will do what He commands us to do. I want to tell us, you're not going into the kingdom, nor will you understand the power of the kingdom of Yahweh until we began to walk in His ways. Until we began to walk in His ways, and it begins with this deep repentance that we acknowledge the vileness of our own nature. And this is a generation that is pure in its own eyes. It is right. It is an absolutely righteous generation. It will not turn, and it is not going to turn. So Yahweh speaks unto the elect seed of Yisrael. He warns you that if you love Him, you will obey His word. If you fear Him, you will obey His word. You will do what He says. You will not disobey Him. You will not compromise. And what religion has done, because it gives no credence to the power of His Ruah, it tells us we're going to do these things, but lies. That is why the power of His Ruah is imparted into us, that we can do all things faithfully unto Him. I want to ask you all a question. You answer it. Was Hamashiach born of a physical woman? Were you born of a woman? Was he filled with the Ruah of Yahweh? Not just hold this one. Don't even answer it. Have you been filled with the power of His Ruah? Because if we have the true Spirit of Yahweh, then we are able to do the very same things that Hamashiach did. We have been filled with this false pseudo-type spirit. We don't want to deal with it. We don't want to acknowledge that and to confront it, that we may repent of it. And once we repent, we begin to understand the true ways of Yahweh. We've all fallen prey to the jinns and the traps. We've all fallen prey to the jinn traps of religion. We've all been snared and trapped there. And for us to say that we have not, we are walking in fallacy. We're deceiving ourselves. We have a false image of whom we truly are. You deal with the reality of things. And we have all fallen into those jinns. They have been set by the wicked one. We have fallen into those jinns. We have been snared. We have been snared by the ritualism. We have been snared by the religious practices. We have been snared by the traditions. And to say you have not, you are a deceiver, and you are a liar, and you are of your daddy, the devil. Because we all have. And when the mighty power of this light began to shine through the darkness of our minds, when Yahweh began to shine, as He did with Israel, in the midst of all of that burden that they were under, yet the light shone through. And He has done the same thing to us today. How about the power of His truth, of His living word, as it is preached unto us, spoken unto us, taught unto us, that we may know all the ways of Yahweh. All the ways. If we had fear of Him, we would want to know all of His ways. We would be intrigued by Him. We would be in awe about Him. It is almost, I look at that space shuttle discovery. There are things that I would just like to see. That is one thing, the gigantism of it. You look at that thing and literally, those solid rocket boosters take that thing up into the atmosphere. Come on, brothers and sisters. And literally, it is able to piggyback on a Boeing 747. They're able to get that thing on the back of a Boeing 747 and fly from Texas to Florida, regardless to where they are. They're going to launch the thing. And just to see the awness of that, and to see that, you're going to ask questions. How does that thing get off the ground? That is so huge. My! You're going to ask questions. You will want to understand some of the intricates of things. Surely you would. Any person with any scintilla of understanding would. And so we began to understand the fear of Yahweh. We began to see His allness. We began to see how mighty He is. We want to know more about Him. Listen, brothers and sisters. We are people that do not want to know anything about Him. We are people that are not willing to learn about Him. We don't want to learn about Hamashiach. We don't want to learn the things. He told us that take this yoke that I give you because it's easy and the burdens are light and Lord. Learn the way I do things. Look at how I did it. Watch how I've done it. Because I'm walking in all the ways of my Abba. And we must walk in all the ways of Yahweh. Not in the ways of our religious scientific mindset. And that it is a religious scientific mindset because it's always trying to figure out. Yahweh just tells us to do. He tells us to walk in His ways. We began to truly walk in the ways of Yahweh. You will know that you have a heart to obey Him. And that you truly love Him. Turn quickly. I want you to hear this. Because I want to get to a certain part. I don't want to be impatient. Because it's important. I know how many will use the renewed covenant. That many call the New Testament. It is just the revival and the life of the covenant of Yahweh. That's all it is. That's all it is, brothers and sisters. It is not some new doctrine. And that is what religion teaches today. It is a new doctrine. But it is not a new doctrine. Hamashiach could not come teaching a false doctrine because they had enough of that with the Pharisees and the Sadducees. He came and preached the Torah revelation. That's what he preached. He preached what the prophets had preached. He preached what was written in the Torah and the Tanakh. He did not come with some new doctrine. He just showed the power of the doctrine that was there and how if we walk in the strength of it, realizing the value of it, what great strength, power we would possess. He did not come to establish something new. He came to show us the significance and the power of that was already. It was Yahweh. And Yahweh doesn't change. He is not some kind of chameleon that changes because of the attitudes of people. He is not going to change. That's why we must understand all the ways of Yahweh. We must understand all of His ways. We must know all of the ways of Yahweh. Scripture says in Yeshaya, Isaiah chapter 2, verse 2. I want you to hear this. It tells us, and it shall come to pass in the last days. Now we understand Isaiah chapter 2, verse 2, Yeshaya. We understand the opening of the last days. The day that Hamashiach was impaled upon that great stake of death, we enter into a time known as the last days, whereby we will see the expression of Yahweh as it was in that day. Believe me, my brothers and sisters, He is not going to do what He did in the last days. He has shown the mass of people who He really is. His power, it's exponential. No one has any control over the power of Yahweh. And yet this is still an unbelieving generation. It is one that still doesn't believe Yahweh. And what He says in these times, I will speak to the house of Israel and they will know. Everything that says it is Israel is not Israel. Everything that is in that land that we call Israel, and that city that we call Jerusalem, that is not Israel. It has become a city of Sodom and Egypt. Every kind of vile, evil, seductive, demonic, powerful thing rules in that land. It is not the power of Yahweh. It's not some council or some elders or Pharisees in their Talmud. It is the Torah that Yahweh established. It's what rules. Not their writings. Not their oral laws, but it's the written law. He gave us a written law. That's why He revived us. That's why it must be born. It must be rebirthed in us. Israel, He has put a written Torah in them. It must be revived, brothers and sisters. Religion will put out the fire. It will smother it. It will smother it. So everything that says I'm a Yardim, that doesn't mean it's a Yardim. Scripture says that they are the synagogue of Satan. And there's a religion today and what we call Judaism. When you say something like this, the first thing people will say, those that declare that they are the Yardims, that he is anti-Semitic, he is wrong in this Christianity world, but it is the truth. Everything in that land that we call Palestine, Israel, is not Israel. Everything that is in Jerusalem is not Jerusalem. It is not the seed of Abraham. And that is the truth. And that is the truth. And as the time to come, I will go deeper into that, alright? I don't want
to miss the point here today. In the ways of Yahweh. He says in Yeshaya chapter 2 verse 2. And it shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of Yahweh's Bayat house shall be established on the top of the mountain. You must understand, brothers and sisters, that Israel, the house of Israel and the pagans, they will go to the hills for the worship of their gods. And what Yahweh is saying here, that every form of worship, every kind of religious practice, that the true identity of the Bayit of Yahweh, it will be established at the height and the pinnacle of all forms of worship. It will be the highest of any form of worship. And there where my people will find me. So he's going to establish this profound truth in this hour like he's never done before, brothers and sisters. He is going to establish his identity, his people. They will be made known. Their identity will be made known. He will establish true Yisrael. He says, and shall be exalted above the hills. Well, that's what that means. It's going to be exalted above their religious practices, their religious worship. It's going to be exalted above the hills. And all nations shall flow to it. We are all nations. We are a peculiar people. We are a Kodesh nation of people. And so every individual is a nation unto Yahweh. Everyone. And so the nation shall flow in to it. Every nation upon the face of the earth that has a name, it derived by the wickedness of man, their rejection of Yahweh. There's only one that Yahweh identifies that he gave the name, and that is Israel. He called that nation and established them a nation of nations, his people. For out of the 12 tribes of Israel, we see the nations of the world, brothers and sisters. He has caused his people to be scattered into every part of the world. And the reason they were scattered because of their rejections and their rebelliousness, not walking in all of his ways. You must walk in all of his ways. He said, a place shall be established, and the people of Yahweh shall go into it. In verse 3, and many people shall go and say, come you, and let us go up into the mountain of Yahweh, to the bed of Yahweh of Ya'akub. And he shall teach us some ways. He shall teach us what? He shall teach us what now? He shall teach us his ways. Come, let us go into the Bayit of Yahweh, of Ya'akub. Yahweh shall teach us his ways. And we will walk in his paths now. Do you understand that? This is a generation. Those that are in the mountain of Yahweh, they're going to be taught his ways. If you're not in the high place, in that spiritual place, you're not going to be taught the ways of Yahweh. And he shall teach them his ways now, not the ways of man, not the ways of races, but the ways of Yahweh. He shall teach them his ways. That is why the profoundness of the Ruah is so important. Because it does not speak of things that it is predicating, but is based upon what is already written and what is already heard. Because HaMashiach did not establish anything but what he had heard. Nothing new. Do you hear that? He did not come with some philosophy or doctrine that was based upon his environment that he taught a people. It was based upon what he had heard of the Abba. And the Ruah doesn't come and teach anything that is contrary to what HaMashiach has established. He established the ways of Yahweh. Scripture tells us that. He did not come to establish the Baptist, the Methodist, the Pentecostal, the charismatic ways. And all of their ways are different. All of their ways are different things that are permissible here. And not permissible there. Things that you can do here, you can't do over there. Yahweh's ways tells us what he requires of us to prepare us for the kingdom. The kingdom of his rule, the kingdom of his authority. That is what a kingdom is. It is the power of his authority ruling in the heart of man. Now what kingdom rules in our life? When a man disregard Yahweh's truth, his Torah,
and the power of darkness rule. When a man rejects Torah, the power of darkness rule. He cannot diminish one aspect of Torah. He cannot reject just one little bit. He must receive all of it. Because all of it teaches us the ways of Yahweh. All the Torah teaches us the ways of Yahweh. It teaches us that. So we're going to get into that place whereby we will, Yahweh will teach us His ways by the power of His Ruach. And we will walk in His paths. It says, for out of Zion, the assembly of Yahweh, Jerusalem, shall go forth what now? What shall go forth out of Zion? The Torah. The Torah. Now if you tell me that has changed because of HaMashiach, you are deceived. And out of Zion shall go forth the Torah. Shall go forth the Torah. Now you hear the religious world today that will tell you, Zion, quote, is what they call the church, unquote. Zion is, it is actually, it is the assembly of Yahweh, because Jerusalem is the city of Almighty Yahweh. We have been birthed from above by the new Jerusalem. So out of Zion, one that truly has the spirit of Zion in him, them, the Torah goes forth out of them. And when one doesn't possess that spirit of Zion, they do not have the power of Torah. So out of Zion goes the Torah, brothers and sisters, the government, the power of Yahweh. This is not power, this trash we see today. This emotional generation, this is not of Yahweh. There's all this wailing and crying, and it's good to cry, brothers and sisters. I don't want you to construe what I'm saying. But all of this gyration and all of this folly, it is none of Yahweh. It is a religious demonic power what it is. That's all it is. It is not the spirit of Yahweh. The spirit of Yahweh doesn't respond foolishly like that. The spirit of Yahweh is precise, because Yahweh is precise. I tell you what, show me any place in scripture where Yahweh performed like that, or HaMashiach did. Show me anywhere where the Shalishians or the Nabis performed that way. Show me. I can show you places whereby those that were demonic possessed, those that were removed from the Torah, they did respond that way. And what we open ourselves up to, because we have not walked in the ways, these unclean things that bring this false spirit. And we have all been led by some false form. Every last one of us. We've all been led that way. That is why HaMashiach said, I cannot leave you to defend by what you possess, because your power is limited. I will pray to the Abba, the Mighty One. And He's going to send you some comforting. Because in all of these afflictions, you'll become very disillusional and delirious. So I'm going to send you a comforter that will comfort you in all of these trials, and you will know, and the power of the Ruach, it brings alive. Listen, my brothers and sisters, it doesn't bring alive some craziness of our flesh, but it brings alive that which is written. It makes that alive. Do we not have hope in the Word, brothers and sisters? What is our hope in? If it's not in the world, then in the Word, then we're living false lives. Go out and do your own thing. So it brings alive that hope. Those things that even the Shalishians, they have forgotten. The power of the Ruach brought it back to life. I say, this is the reason why Kephar. This is the reason why Bartholomew. It brought it alive. And that is what His Spirit does today. It brings us alive. And it guides us into all truth. And we know that the Torah is truth. So out of Zion now, out of Zion shall go the Torah and what? And what? And the word of who? And the word of Yahweh from where? Jerusalem. That is where the Torah and the word of Yahweh shall go. So when a man truly understands the blessings of Jerusalem, that is why those that bless Jerusalem will prosper. Because he understands what comes out of Jerusalem. He understands that the power of the Torah, the living power of the Torah, and the word of Yahweh. His word is his strength to instruct us and to show us what is necessary to walk in His dynamics. Who do not want to walk in the power of Almighty Yah? Tell me. And we have missed it by a mile's length. We have missed it. Now we can pamper ourselves and make ourselves to think much of ourselves. But you have deceived oneself. That is what arrogance and this pompous attitude does. It makes us think highly of ourselves. and make us lift up ourselves and esteem ourselves more highly than we do others. And Yahweh tells us to esteem others more highly than we do ourselves. Now, I want to establish that to take you to this particular verse. And from this, we will understand the ways of Yahweh. I want you to turn to Matithiah, Matthew chapter 3. This is important here. Matthew 3. Now, I want to begin reading at verse 1. It said, in those days came Yochanan, the Matbe'el, or the submerger, the baptizer. Now, this is what he came doing. Now, listen. Preaching in the wilderness of Yehuda. You'll hear that. And saying, this is what he said, repent. For the kingdom of the rule, the power of this messianic power and the rule of Yahweh, the kingdom of the Shemayim is at hand. Now, did he come before HaMashiach? Was Yochanan a forerunner of HaMashiach? Did he come before him or did he come afterwards? So he said, prepare for this lively power of the kingdom rule. It is one thing about a people when there's a kingdom of just and righteous rule, you find a lively people. You find a people that are not oppressed and so oppressed. But when there's a kingdom, when there's a, even a home, when the judgments are right, even though the children disapprove of it, but when the judgments are right and the attitudes are right, you will find a more lively home. You really will. The reason you don't find homes that are lively because, listen, brothers and sisters, even children that are rebellious, that run away from home, the thing that they're missing, they say, well, the parents, it's a falsism. There is no really love there because they know that if the parents truly love them, they would discipline them and instruct them. That's why they leave home. You can ask any runaway and they will tell you it's not because they don't have. Listen, brothers and sisters, there are many runaways out there away from home that they came from wealthy homes. Many of them. Great wealth. It was nothing they asked their parents for. They did not get. Nothing that was in the possibility and the breadth of their parents. They would not do for them. And these children run away from home by the thousands every day. Because there is no true justice and no judgment. There is no just matter in their homes. They understand that there must be a restraint. There must be a kingdom rule. And because they don't see that, they despise it. Whether you believe that or not. That is the reason why. That's why Yahweh commands us to bring them up in the kingdom way. That is how he's bringing us up in the kingdom way. And that is the truth. So here's this forerunner of HaMashiach. First thing he says, repent. He warns them that the kingdom of the rule, the government of Yahweh, is at hand. Verse 3, for this is he. Listen now. That was spoken by the Navi, Yeshua, Isaiah, saying, now before he ever came, it was prophesied. It was spoken by Yeshua saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness. Now this is what he cried. Listen, brothers and sisters, prepare you the way of Yahweh and make his paths straight. Now what a profound utterance. Why prepare the way of Yahweh? Because the ways of Yahweh have become so corrupted by the rulers and those in power and those in authority of the Bayan of Yahweh. They have begun to allow every kind of wicked, preconceived, abominable thing there was. They began to offer up swine flesh upon the altars of Yahweh. Every kind of unclean thing there was, they were a part of. Every kind of spirit of whoredom. Every kind of religious practice that it had gone into this dark mindset where the Torah was not alive, whereby the power of the Torah was not visible, and those that had rule, they were walking in their own written laws and what they had perceived that was right. And hear this word crying that was prophesied 500 plus years before he ever came, prepare the way. Prepare what way? The way of Yahweh.
the way of Yahweh and make all of His paths, the roads that leads to His ways, make them straight. You have caused them to be made crooked. You have caused them to have detours, and the people are going down that path and ending up in some strange religious practice. It's caused the mind to become demented and far removed from Yahweh. Now this is the message of the one that would come to establish the kingdom, this messianic or the power of the rule of Yahweh. First of all, you must repent and prepare the way. Prepare the way of Yahweh and make His paths right. No falsism there, but make His paths straight. He did not come. HaMashiach, Yokohana, did not come to establish some kind of doctrine that was not based upon all the ways of Yahweh. That were not based upon what He had said to Moshe and Abraham and Yehoshua. It was the same. So He said, you must begin to prepare the way of Yahweh and to make His path straight. You have gone estranged from Him. And that is what religion has done today. That is what our Christianity experienced in all of our lives. It did not make the paths of Yahweh straight. It made the paths of Yahweh crooked. That's why you have so many doctors. You have such a dysfunctional religious practice because there is no consensus from one religious organization to the other. There's no consensus at all. Period. Well, they all believe that Yeshua was born of the virgin birth. Lies. They don't believe it. You have some that are liberal whorehouses that will say, well, this is based upon some mythical form, and yet they tell you they have all of the other tenets right. So don't tell me that they believe that. You have those that are the Anglican community that says that it's all right to ordain homosexuals. That pervert, Mr. Robinson, he's not a mister there, and ordain him. And then over their whole, they ordain a bishopric, a woman. That's a lie from hell. A bishop must be a man. A woman can't be no bishop. These Jezebels calling themselves apostles. A woman can be a prophetess. And a prophetess is one that, a prophetess, if they will go back and see the prophetess Miriam, they will see what a prophetess is. She is never to usurp authority of a man or the command and to instruct him. I will never let a Jezebel do that to me. Never! A woman has no authority to place you do that. She is under the governorship of a husband. And if you don't have a husband, you better be in a righteous congregation of fellowship. And so even across the religious spectrum, there's all kinds of dogma. It differs. Yahweh says, walk in some of my ways. All. And I will show you why. He says all of His ways. We must walk in all the ways of Yahweh. And what we call Christianity or any of the religions, it does not, or they do not, teach the ways of Yahweh. They will take a way, and they will emphasize a way, and yet they will forget all the ways. There's more than one way to leave from here and go to California. It may be a long roundabout way, but you can go there more than one way. You can go to Charlotte more than one way down 151-601-74. There are many ways to go to Charlotte from here. Many ways. I don't even have to touch 601 at all to get to Charlotte. There are many ways. It would be a foolish roundabout way. The quickest way is to go out here, hit 151-601-74. That makes sense. Quickest way to get there. And so what they're doing, they have established their own ways. And Yokohana said, prepare you the way. Prepare you the. Now that is a Pacific. Prepare you the. Out of Zion shall go the Torah. And out of Jerusalem, the word of Yahweh. Have we been birthed from above by New Jerusalem? So out of New Jerusalem goes the word of Yahweh. Are we not Jerusalem in the earth or Zion? Are we not the bayit, the assembly of Yahweh? Then out of the bayit shall go the Torah. It shall go the Torah. And out of the true seed of Yahweh, a Torah is written in their heart. And HaMashiach, this born again experience, it brings it alive with power. Because it gives us the understanding that it is real. It is not based upon some fleshly or false thing, but it's based upon the reality of whom Yahweh is, brothers and sisters. And if we do not have the emunah, the faith, we will not believe who He is. That's why we wrestle with doubt and compromise. Without the emunah of Yahweh, you can't please Him. And that's why our lives are represent very little fulfillment to Yahweh. That's why we need help. That's why we need the word out of Jerusalem. That's why out of Zion we need Torah. We need the government of Yahweh. Our lives have been so undisciplined and so ungovernable. We have done things our own ways. And we have found the whorehouse of your choice. Found the church of your choice, these Jezebel institutions. That satisfy you. Well, I like the Baptist way. That's your choice. Well, I love the Methodist way. I like the Pentecostal because they're more lively. I like Scientology. I like Christianity. Well, I believe that Catholicism. Well, I like Islam. I like Buddhism. And they have all merged into one gigantual Jezebel spirit. They all, believe me, they all share the same tenets. But there's only one that share all the ways of Yahweh. And that is a true seed. So we must prepare the way of Yahweh. And make straight His paths. His statutes must be made straight. His mitzvahs. His ordinance. These are the paths of Yahweh. Do you hear me? We must make them straight. They cannot be contorted. They cannot have false things there. As they had done. And so we must make His path straight. We must understand His statutes. We must understand. Yahweh has given us a way to do everything. Believe me. He has given man one of the most healthiest ways to sustain life. Do you know what it is? To work. That he sees sweat out of his briars. That's what He has given us. He's given the woman one of the most purest ways that she could ever produce the power of Yahweh in her life, and that is to submit to her husband and to be a keeper of her home. He has given that to a woman. That's what He has done. The world has taken that away. It has caused every kind of trouble in the whole world because they have removed away from Yahweh's Torah. That is what He gave a man, the sweat of his briars, he shall earn his living. Man says today we do everything without sweating. We do everything. And so we find in the clogged arteries and every kind of physical dysfunctional in our bodies. And we're trying to remedy it some other way. It is not of Yahweh. You can get upset, but it's still the truth. Why? Because the God, this pagan power of this world is driving a generation to try to secure something that is so temporal. It is insane. Why would I work all of my life to pay a 30-year mortgage for a house? It's going to rot. All that we do for HaMashiach, what we do in Yahweh will last. It is fruitless. I don't care what you think. It is fruitless. It is insane to be bogged down and worry about a payment. Is this all of my life? 30 years? That's slavery. Say what you want to. Even the indentured servant didn't have to work for 7 years. Even Yahweh, how do they base that upon the principles of Yahweh's Torah? That's how they base that. Even after 7 years, even if a man owed you something after 7 years, he was free. That's how they base it. This principle is based upon the powers of hell. And we're such an ignorant people because our fleshly emotions, we don't want to deal with those corrupt things, so we don't want to see it that way. Well, I don't see it that way. Well, He told us what to do, men, to labor, to work. He said, because of your sins, you're going to earn your living by the sweat of your brow. Now, when I worked at IBM, I didn't sweat that much. And that's just the truth. You don't sweat that much in places like nice, temperature-controlled buildings. You don't sweat that much. But I tell you what, when you get out here in the cornfield and cutting okra, you sweat. When you're doing those houses, you sweat. But He gave us that for the maintaining of our health. He did. And He gave you virtuous daughters something to grow a garden so that you could sweat. We don't like doing that, do we? But it is the way of Yahweh. And so that's why we lost our health. That's why we lost our ability. Don't get upset with me. Get upset with Scripture. That's what you're getting upset with. You got some hostility about that because you don't believe Scripture. He gave us a pattern.
You say what you will or say what you may. That's what he done. But Satan has taken that. And he's brought us under great bondage. 3 times 7, 30 years. Now they're talking about a 50-year mortgage. Tell me. See, man is living long, and so they're going to rape him and make him a slave. That is wicked. And when people today do not have the heart to even give Yahweh $50, $100, they become very dysfunctional about things like that. I wrote two sisters that have been listening to me for years. They will not send one dime, will not send a nickel. I don't need, and we certainly do not need their finance. But I say that you better check your heart out to see if you're truly right. You write me these letters, say you're blessed. How Yahweh, you heard this message, and my, never heard it like that before. And yet your heart is never moved. Yet you sit at the table. Will a man rob Yahweh? And yet scripture tells us that they are extortioners, and yet people don't see that. And yet they have no compunction with $800, $900 a month car payment, $1,200 a month house payment. They don't even fret at that. And that is the truth. And some of you that are listening today, you hear me and you listen continuously. And your heart is never moved to bless the work of Yahweh, that others may have the same opportunity that you have to hear. How dwelleth the love of Yahweh in your love? It doesn't dwell there. Yahweh's ways brings life, brothers and sisters. That's just the truth. I don't care what the enemy says. It brings life. When a mother's in the home, it brings life to the home, the family. It brings a robustness. That is what you should practice, daughters of Zion. When a man goes out there and truly labor, if we go back in the 40s and 50s in this nation, when men had to plow the field and do things, when that old man came and he gave the woman a sense of wisdom, she knew how to interact with him. She knew what to say to him. She knew how to deal with him. Because she knew that that was a time of meditation with the man. She did not just thrust anything upon him. She was not just always in the man's face. She was very careful. It taught her something that was very beautiful that is lost today. And we walk in the ways of Yahweh. We will understand what he expects of us. And we will operate and perform things the way he wants them to be performed. We don't do it today. We don't do it because we have a little leaven. Little leaven. Leaveth the whole lump. It makes it wrong. You get upset with this because you know you got something in you that's not right. You that are listening, my friends, you get upset. You know it's something that is not right. That's why you get upset. You show me in scripture whereby Yahweh gave us an alternate plan. I'll receive it. But it has to be in scripture. And we always say we go back to where? The Bereshit. And we go back to the Bereshit, we will see what he did there in the garden. We will see what he said to the woman, and we will see what he said to the man. Has it changed? Not one bit. Circumstances, economy, doesn't change it at all. We are a people that are just and justified because we trust him. We believe him. We have faith to believe him. And because we have faith to believe him, we walk in all of his ways. It is all right if the ways please us. We like those ways. When we find disapproval of certain things, it's because we don't like the way it applies to me. And so we try to establish another way. And if we try to come in any other way, what are we? We're thieves and robbers. Are we not? And so if you try to make another way, you are a thief and a robber. You are a perverted thing. There's only one way that was established, and it established the paths and all the ways of Yahweh is in that way. That's a way that seems right, it seems appropriate, but it is not the ways of Yahweh. Religion seems like it's a good way. Christianity and all religious practices, but they're not in all the ways of Yahweh. It doesn't lead you to the paths. It doesn't make the paths straight. He tells you how to deal with man, how to be honest with each other. How if you do something against a man or you break down his fence, how to reconcile that and what to do. How if you destroy a man's property, what you must do. He tells us how to do that. That we will not even need some carnal fleshly judge for those kinds of things. He tells us those things. All of his ways shows us. His government shows us how to do things righteously. That's why we must walk in all of his ways. When you don't walk in his ways, do you not find yourself doing things wrong? Do you not find your attitude wrong? I know I do, brothers and sisters. That's why we must walk in all of His ways. All of His ways. He did not make man such a splendid being. He made us to worship Him and to bless Him. He did not make us brothers and sisters to be a servant to the power of this world. He did not make us to be mesmerized because of the lust of the flesh, the love of lust of the flesh, and what is that? Because of the lust of the flesh, and lust of the eyes, and the deceitfulness of riches. The things that we see, we believe that this is the riches of Yahweh, but it's not. It is not the riches of Yahweh. It is not the riches of Yahweh. Something is offered toward it. When they charge you $150,000 for a house and you end up paying $350,000, $60,000. I want to show you an example. We financed that lawnmower. I had intended to pay it out before the year date. I financed it 0% interest, no payment, for one whole year. And I was off by a month because I said the next month we'll pay it out the month before we do it. And I let it slip. Can I tell you what the finance charges were for that one lawnmower for a year? It was almost $500. I almost cried. What can we do with $500 for Yahweh? I literally almost cried. You know that it's not even highway robbery. It's a wickedness. These are not the ways of Yahweh. So that's why we have this contorted thinking that we have today. It is a twisted thinking because we're not in the ways of Yahweh. So let us prepare the way of Yahweh and make His path straight, that we do the necessary preparation and get everything ready. And His way is simply the course that He ordained for us to walk. Those are the paths of Yahweh, His course, figurative. He tells us how to walk. Does He tell us how to live? Come on here, brothers and sisters. Does He tell us how to live? Does He tell us how to eat? Does He tell us how to govern our relationship with our spouses? Does He do that? Does He tell us how to raise our children? Does He tell us how to deal with one another? So His path leads us in the proper course of life. That's what they do. Does He tell us how to restore ourselves? Remember the Shabbat? Give it kodesh. Aren't you glad to see the Shabbat? I am. I was saying to Elder Wineman, we were in the garden early yesterday, so it wasn't so hot. It really didn't get hot until yesterday evening. I was telling Elder Martin, the brothers, we were out there getting a little physical exercise, and it was hot. And even the young brothers felt that. I said, it was hot. It was hot. It was hot. And so when the Shabbat comes in, it's a very wonderful time. It's a time of restoration and meditation. It restores a man. Sure it does. So we must walk in all the ways of Yahweh. We must prepare. Back to Yeshaya. Turn back to Yeshaya, Isaiah. I want to read that prophecy whereby this profound utterance of Yochanan. I want to read it quickly. Yeshaya 43. The voice of him that cries in the wilderness, prepare you the way of Yahweh. Make straight in the desert a highway for your Yahweh or your Abba. So we must make straight the path of Yahweh. That was not something that Yochanan, based upon some kind of time or season that they were in. It was already prophesied, was it not? Isaiah 40 verse 3. Was it not prophesied? Was it not spoken by the Nabi?